Graffiti is brought to you by Fence Brokers. Fence Brokers going the extra mile. Now you know the drill. One sentence and one sentence only.
You know what? Bill Vickery could right now could be working on some of his multi-billion dollar clients.
Right. Over here.
But instead, he's hanging out
here with you guys.
He's hanging out listening to graffiti.
Can I say this, Roger, Todd? Do we not like business bass? Business bass.
I can fit into a suit again.
Business bass looks good with the crisp. You understand the value of a crisp white shirt.
Thank you. Yes.
There you go. Nice suit.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yes. That suit's tailored, right?
Yes.
That looks like it's got some nice.
Yeah. I've not been able to pull out of a suit in quite a while.
I like it. It looks good. Thank you. A crisp. You know what? Simplicity. Yeah.
How many suits you got, Bill? 100?
No, not that many.
Okay, close.
15?
Maybe 20. Emmitt Smith told Larry Fitzgerald, he said, never wear the same suit twice back-to-back days. So Larry Fitzgerald, that's when he was with the Cardinals.
Right.
So Larry Fitzgerald said, after I heard it, Emmitt told me that to be a professional, I took two suits. You know, so I would always have
the press conference.
How about that? Yeah, very nice.
Has that not become, think about this, the post-game press conferences have become a fashion show, controversial comments, the walk-ins for the walk-in. That's become the new red carpet.
Yes.
Is for WNBA, some of them, and NBA and the NFL guys. That's become the bags now, everybody.
Yeah, you're right, Bill. It's become a big thing.
It's become the new red carpet.
It's about big thing. Look at that. The call board is lit up. It's
lit
up.
Look at that.
Multiple
calls.
Who's who? Let's start with Lane Kiffin, Raj.
Lane Kiffin it is.
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy? All
right. David Showers on the phone.
Haven't been a while.
David's meeting Emmitt Smith today in this heat. Emmett's about to smell something he can't outrun with David's stinky schlong.
We hadn't heard the stinky schlong in a long time, Bill.
I was going to say, that's a classic.
Let me tell you what, this schlong was washed this morning at 4:30. Thank you very much.
Whoa!
I mean,
it was clean.
Wait a minute.
Super clean. Could have done without that.
But here's the thing. I say anything, I repeat that verbatim, and it just sounds disgusting.
If Stinky Schlong guy calls up, I'm rebutting.
But he is rebutting Stinky Schlong guy.
I'll look here.
Sean Connery. Hey,
yes.
Sean.
Quebec.
Hey, Bill, how many women have you corrected over the years?
Hey-o.
I want a fresh one.
I was going to say. Did he say directed?
No, corrected.
Oh, corrected.
You know, the old Sean Connery, Barbara Walters. Sometimes you just got to, they just don't know when to shut up, Barbara.
I'm taking a few slaps to the face.
Peyton.
Good morning, Dev. Today is my birthday. We got 5 days till Hog Ball. Leaves are turning colors. Let's go, baby. Woofing.
All right. I like it.
I like it a lot. I like
beat.
It.
Upbeat. Want some of that energy.
Who's this? Keeping it real, Stan.
Hey, I know you're going to get them lines funny, but what y'all going to do now?
Hey! Oh, they're all coming back, Bass. It's football time in Tennessee.
Yeah, that's all it is. That's all you got to do.
That's my red Sharpie.
Roger, I got a new sharp tip. I'm full of ink and ready to go.
Thank you, red Sharpie.
Well, that could be said in... It could go in a number of directions, couldn't it, Roger?
661-1037.
Honest
Abe. State Representative R.J. Hawk.
Yes.
Hello, guys. You heard it here first. All of our locations are now going to be called Panther Ice.
He said Panther Ice, says the Panthers.
Well done, R.J.
Yeah.
Well done. Well, look who it is.
Yeah, look at this.
It is Emmitt Smith.
Morning, David. You know that at Escambia that I invented pleasing before every game just so I could run faster than anybody else.
Wow. So he invented pleasing.
How about that?
Who knew?
Did you read that?
Yeah.
Do you know that?
I didn't realize pleasing.
Oh, hey, nice. Look at that.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding
me?
Hey, what up, Double R?
What's that bulge in his pocket?
Thank you, Randy. You know what it is. It's game week. It's excitement.
Yep.
Back at you. What'd you forget, Representative Hawk?
Dearly beloved.
Yeah.
The classics are coming
early
out
hook,
now.
Early hook there. Did not let that go deep in the count.
Did not.
No, well done, too.
Kitty Parton?
Meow, meow. Meow, meow. Meow, meow, meow.
Wow. Wow.
Kitty well done. Parton. Well done, Kitty Parton. Well done. Hey, Rick, you're on tomorrow.
Listen, mister, there is no week zero. It's week one.
He's right. He's right.
True.
He's right.
Although zero is a real number.
You're
right. If you want to get into it.
You're right.
Answer, it is a real number.
You're right. Owner from Club D.
Club D.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
Hey, guys. We're going to have the game on Saturday if y'all want to come watch.
No. Nobody's. Nope. We're not coming there.
I've told that story a million times about you guys
Club
being
D, baby.
Right next to Club D.
Club D, baby.
Well, what's Club D? it's a whole thing. You got
Eric Dickerson calling
in. Wow, Pony Express.
Man, what the hell is a yell leader? I ain't going that.
What is a yell leader? I'm sorry.
True,
about that.
True. That
Eric.
Cost Texas A&M.
I'm gonna go make a phone call real quick.
That and a gold Camaro.
Roger, uh-huh. Scott, go ahead.
Oh, no. She said cancer.
Oh, hadn't heard that one in a while.
We have not.
Man, I was going
to
say.
We need to hear
classic.
That.
Classic.
We need to hear
that.
That
old chestnut right
classic.
There.
Hey, it's Frank Fletcher.
Hey, we got trucks. We got cars. Many Hunters and the steakhouse, but Taylor Green. Made the cut, boy.
Yeah.
Nice,
he's
Frank. Way to
Brown.
Go, Frank.
Yeah.
Way to go. Back to another winner he did. Ronda Rousey, hello.
Hey, RJ. I know you're rooting for the Panthers now, but don't forget about us Cougars.
You're right. You're right. Let's go Ronda. To Leslie. Hey, Leslie.
Let the boy walk.
Nice. Nice. RJ, what are you doing?
Rammer, rammer, woo!
There you go. Oh, the classic.
He is so excited.
That catchphrase.
He is so excited.
Do want to thank Fence Brokers and Chris Walker. Look at, I mean, this turnout
thank
today
you.
For the first week of football.
My, are you kidding me? I'm so excited.
Here we go.
Yeah. No, thank you, Jokovic.
My back hurts.
What?
He lost in the first round of the U.S. Open yesterday. First time in 77 Grand Slams or something to that effect
right.
that he lost in the first round. And he evidently he was in the midst of a stomach episode.
Oh,
you know, that was he was evacuating
that.
Himself.
Oh,
so,
I'm glad he wasn't at your ball game.
Exactly.
Robert.
Whoa pig, whoa pig, whoa pig, whoa pig. Come on, Lane, you can get these hands.
Attaboy, everybody's doing
everybody.
The woo pig. Hey, Frank, did you forget something?
If you're in the market for a new car or truck, please come see us today.
Okay. Right,
thanks, Frank.
Right.
Appreciate that.
Pretty decent impersonation.
Frank Fletcher, we appreciate that. Let's go right here. Let's talk to halftime of the Razorback game.
It's 100 degrees.
Bye. What'd
he say?
You know what? You got to speak faster because it's graffiti. See, I'm going, my finger's too fast. I'm so excited. That's what she said. Hey, RJ Hawk's on the phone.
If the Hogs beat Utah, I'm bringing free office breakfasts.
Thank you, Robert.
RJ, man.
Scotty Scheffler.
Hey, Scotty.
Golly. Get some competition out here, guys.
Isn't that the
Oh, was he not impressive? Especially,
22 victories now.
He got in a little
years.
Bit of trouble there on the back nine, but I mean, just he dominated that back, and guys wilted.
Yes,
I mean, he was impressive in Atlanta.
Hunter Yurecek, a therapist. It's a therapist of Hunter Yurecek. Excuse
yes.
me. Got to punch him in, Roger.
Oh, I'm sorry.
On the doll where David Basel hurt you.
Say it again, Hunter Yurecek.
Hunter,
therapist.
Gotta have it again,
I apologize.
Come on.
Show me on the doll, Mr. Hunter, where David Basel hurt you.
On the doll.
Show me on the doll. Very good, very good. Oh, look, it's Acree's PTO.
They feel like you don't get a second chance to make a first impression, and all the morning show talks about is buying time off. So bite my ass.
Oh my gosh! Look here, Sam Pittman. How are you,
Sam?
Coach?
Coach.
Fellas, it's too hot outside. I'm going back to the pool.
That's a luxury.
Yeah, he is.
What am I supposed to do with this?
I bet you he misses it, but I bet you it's, boy, you know, it's easy to kick back and stay by the pool. Yeah. He's been doing it for 40 years. I'm sure he misses it.
I don't know what I do with it.
Last one.
I don't know what to do.
What do I do?
Last two calls.
Okay. Tommy?
Tommy?
There we go. You knew it was coming.
Barry Grooms. And look at this from Fence Brokers and Chris Walker. Last call of the day for graffiti with Barry Grooms.
That's right, Randy. Jesseville Route beat Cutter Morningstar 24-17 on a late drive led by Jackson Duville's 12-yard pass to Josh Wilkins.
Hey, when he dropped a Monticello -3, like, whoa.
You're right.
Wait, where can I get Monticello -3?
I think you might have been the first one to bring that up. That was back when I was still doing sidelines, and they're going, they're giving high school spreads.
I want to know, who set the line on that? Is that the Bellagio Sportsbook?
Exactly
Who put that one out there?
We'll come back. We'll see if we can find Roger's call with somebody trying to win a prize and misunderstood.
Oh, I remember. Yeah. We can find that.
One more segment with Bill Vickery. Don't go away.